Well, hello, everybody. Good Saturday morning to you. It's March 24th and 1st, and we are live here on News 96.5 WDBO with On the Money from the Certified Financial Group. And we are practicing our social distancing this morning. So Joe Burtz, the Oracle of Orlando, and Rodney Owenby are live this morning from the offices of the Certified Financial Group. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Kyle.
How are you today?
Well, this is a new arrangement, a social distancing. We can see you on the camera. You can see me on the camera. So we're keeping our distance, but we're okay. We're hanging in there.
Yeah, it's a new day. I'm back here at the DBO control room. It's all dark. Nobody's here. It's kind of weird, but you guys are back over in your office. But we are here on the radio today to answer everything about you, the markets and COVID-19. Is that right, Joe?
Any questions that our listeners might have, we are here every Saturday, as we've been for 30 years now. Rodney, I, and 10 other certified financial planners at CFG are proud to be part of this DBO family and to answer the questions that might be on your mind regarding the markets, regarding investments, your 401k, IRAs, annuities, life insurance, reverse mortgages, all that and more. We are here to take your calls. And not only are we on the radio, Kyle, but we're also broadcasting video live. And how do our listeners tune in if they want to see the behind-the-scenes stuff here at our office this morning?
Well, we're doing video a little bit later because we're still...
Oh, we're doing video later. Oh, okay.
Every fact you hear on the radio today. Yeah, with every fact you're going to hear on the radio today, we're going to chop up all the callers and all the big tips, and we're going to post them a little bit later on the Facebook Live and, of course, Certified Financial Group's YouTube page. So if you go to facebook.com/onthemoney and, of course, like it so that each and every Saturday, and we'll get it up and running for live for next Saturday, no question about that. It was just a quick how to get to everybody on the radio this morning so everybody can call in at 844-220-0965. But we are recording it for today, so you continue to watch at Facebook and YouTube throughout the day. But I want to give out the phone number, 844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. The text machine is up and running as well at 212-32. Well, Joe, I mean, let's just kick it off. What were your general thoughts about the markets this week?
Well, I have to admit, and I know all of our listeners will agree, that these are what we would call interesting times. There's no question that the market has taken a plunge. We are definitely in bear market territory. But this recession that we are in or about to go in is certainly unlike anything we've ever experienced before. And it's not because it's for economics. It's purely because of fear, and the fear is being generated by the fact that the government is mandating that businesses shut down so we don't spread this virus. So viable businesses, good businesses that were out there have closed their doors and are not doing business unless it's your medical or the first responders. They're out there doing their thing, and some restaurants are doing carry out, but for all intents and purposes, many businesses are closed. And so we're in interesting times. That's the bad news. The good news is I strongly believe that we will come back once the virus settles itself out, and we know it will. It's going to be a matter of time. And the companies that have been hammered in the recent market are still going to be there. You know, people are still going to buy iPhones, still going to buy cars, still going to buy refrigerators, still going to buy tires. All those companies that we've known for years, whether it's Apple, whether it's Microsoft, whether it's Amazon, whether it's Google, whether it's Mercedes, whether it's Audi, whoever it is you can think of, those companies will be there. The thing is that at the moment, nobody wants to buy their stock because everybody is just hoarding cash because they're scared to death, and they believe the world is coming to an end. I don't believe the world is coming to an end. I believe we're dealing with an emotional situation where everybody is scared. They're running to their cellars, to their houses, locking the doors, pulling down the windows, and hope this whole thing passes. So in the long run, I think we'll be fine, but it's going to be an interesting couple weeks, I think.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's out there wondering. We had a lot of questions call into the radio station this week when we were taking our live shows with extended editions of Orlando's News at Noon with Scott Inez and Orlando's Evening News with Tony Marino. A lot of people asking that are having to take their RMD right now, and they're currently doing it. What can they do before tax season, even though tax deadline was moved to July? The people that are currently living off their income right now, what do you have for words to calm them down?
Well, if you're living off your income, if you're living off the income from your portfolio, hopefully your advisor, as we have done with our clients, have you positioned so you don't have to sell things that are down and you have enough liquidity in your portfolio to get you through the next year or so. Well, that's what we have done for all of our clients. We provide liquidity so you don't have to sell things that are down dramatically. Now, there are some things that are down a little bit, and we are judiciously in providing income as needed. But the last thing you want to do is sell in a down market. Let me give you an analogy, Kyle, that a lot of has resonated with a lot of our clients. Let's pretend that instead of, and let's flash back to 2008, 2009. We all remember those times. They were different times, somewhat similar than today, but they were different. The banking system froze up. I can remember clients calling, wondering what bank they should put their money in, scurrying around town, worrying about FDIC insurance, wondering what where they should be hiding their money because they were afraid that the banking system was going to totally collapse. We do not have that today. We had a
real estate bubble that burst back then. People couldn't make their mortgage payments. People were losing their homes. There were foreclosures left and right. And during that time, let's remember this, that you couldn't give away real estate, and nobody was buying real estate, and real estate prices were depressed 35, 40, 50%. Remember those days? So during those times, people didn't want to buy real estate. However, let's say that you owned real estate. Let's say you had properties. Let's say you were able to hold on to those properties, had no mortgage or minimal mortgage. The properties were cash flowing. They were good properties in good neighborhoods. Would you have sold those properties in a depressed market? If you have any walking around sense, the answer is no. And that's the same thing with quality investments today. You don't want to sell when things are down if they're quality investments. And our role for what we've done for our clients is search the very best mutual funds, the very best money managers to own quality investments in a diversified portfolio. And when the market turns around, you will come back. The worst thing you can do, though, is sell when things are down, because what you've done is you've locked in those gains. And unless you know when to get back in, and people say, well, I'll get back in when the sun starts shining, but by then it's oftentimes too late and you missed the big run-up. So if you don't need to sell, don't sell. If you've got cash, just take the cash that you need and let things settle out. Because I strongly believe that this too shall pass, this virus will be conquered. We're going to have an uptick in incidents of people having the virus, but that's to be expected. But I think when this whole thing started, people thought it was going to be the bubonic plague and people were going to drop over in the streets. But this is a severe case of the flu. And we've taken precautions now that we've never taken in the history of this country to minimize that. It will be minimized and we will come out on the other end and things will be okay. But it's going to be an interesting next several weeks.
Well, I'm going to tell Rodney right now, because Rodney can still hear me, that we lost Joe, but we got him through Rodney's mic for just a little bit to finish that. So hang on the line. I can hear you, Rodney. Just hang on one second. And we can hear you, Rodney. We're going to take a very quick break just to get his mic fixed, and then we'll continue on taking your phone calls. I see we have four callers on the line right now. Hang on. We're just going to adjust it so we can get Joe back real quick, and then we'll continue on the Money with the Certified Financial Group. So go ahead and call in right now, 844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. Daniels, we're going to be ready here with the three big things you need to know. All right, we can hear you. Everybody's back here on Certified Financial Group's On the Money. So, Joe, are you still there?
I'm here.
All right, let's do this again. We've got a first caller here, Lee in Winter Park. Lee, go ahead. You're on with Joe Burton, Rodney Owenby from the Certified Financial
Lee.
Group.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning. I'm a longtime listener and appreciate your show.
Sure, thank you very much.
And, you'll know I'm a longtime listener when I ask the question, because my chicken's getting skinny and his eggs are getting less. And I want to know why. Because interest rates being at zero, I thought maybe it'd be better than that.
Sure, sure. Well, all right, let's talk about for our listeners that might be newer listeners what I'm talking about. And that was buying bonds to generate income. So when you buy a bond, you're buying the chicken to provide you the eggs. The eggs are the income that you get from the bond. And depending on what the bond market is doing, the value of that bond or the size of that chicken could be fat, it could be skinny at a particular time. But the eggs generally will be there. But what we're seeing right now is, because interest rates are so low, that the bonds, or particularly in bond funds, that bond manager has to go out and buy bonds in the open market. And the yields on those bonds are less. So the eggs are smaller. The eggs will still be there, but the eggs are smaller and the chicken is still living. So until things turn around, the eggs may not get any bigger and the chicken may not get any fatter. But that's what's going on in the bond market, Lee.
Okay. Well, I had one other question.
Sure.
I do have a manager. My portfolio is down about 25% from the highs.
Okay.
And, you know, for the first time in my life, I've actually been thinking about turning all to cash. You know, when it's down 50%, do you think that would be a time, or what do you got? What thought do you think about that?
Well, here's my thought. As I tried to say in my opening, I don't know if you're listening, is if you don't need the money today, do not sell, because you're selling, who knows when you're selling, certainly at a loss. If you sell today, you've locked in those losses. Sell what you need to sell to provide income, to provide food on the table, shelter over your head, and gas in your car. That's the way to look at it. Hunker down, hang on to what you have. If you have good investments, they will come back. Trying to sell now, you've locked in the losses, and certainly if it's going to go down more, you want to sell and then get back in, but who knows when that's coming. What has been demonstrated time and time again, and studies have been done, if you miss some of the best days in a rally, you've missed a big part of the gain, and you may never get back to where you are. So my advice to everybody, including all of my clients, and what's our philosophy here at Certified Financial, is if you don't need to sell today, do not sell. Draw out enough money to provide the basics that you need. We're in a war footing right now. But believe me, the companies, the great companies that are out there around the world and in this country are still there. And when things settle out and people come out of the shelters, they're going to be wanting to buy iPhones and cars. So that's my personal philosophy. That's what I'm doing with my own money, and that's what I recommend to my clients.
And Lee, the only thing I would add to that is that you've stuck around for the risk, so you might as well stick around for the reward too, and stay in the market, to Joe's point.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Hang in there, buddy. Yeah, thanks for the call.
All right, Lee, thanks so much for the phone call. If you want Lee's line, it's 844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. Let's take Heather in the Villages. Heather, go ahead. You're on with the Certified Financial Group.
Good morning, Heather.
Hi, Heather.
Hi, good morning. What do you have to say to people who have not invested in the stock market before? Is this a good time for them?
Well, let's remember what we're talking about investing. We're not talking about speculating. We're not trying to buy low and then wait till it goes up and sell high. We're talking about investing, which is for the rest of your life. And it's certainly a lot better time than it was 3 years ago when things were a lot more expensive than they were today. The thing is to be judicious in what you do. Use mutual funds. Don't try to pick individual stocks. You know, we've had people say, well, maybe this is a good time to be buying Carnival Cruise Lines or Delta Airlines or, you know, whatever might be really depressed. We're not stock pickers. We believe in finding the best money managers that are the stock pickers. If you're going to be investing, that's the very best way to do it. And Rodney and I will confirm that we've had clients walk in this office literally this week, checks in hand, and say, yeah, I want to get in now. I've had this cash laying here waiting for the dip. This is the dip. I want to invest. They may not have picked the bottom, but I can guarantee you they picked a point that was a heck of a lot better than it was 30 days ago.
And I have one other question. With the rates going as low as they are, people looking to refinance, do you feel that the lenders are going to allow programs for people to refinance, although some people might have been hit financially or with their employment?
Certainly it's going to be a function of your credit worthiness. That's always been the case. But I can tell you this is how it's different, too, from 2008, 2009. With interest rates being so low and the liquidity being out there, people are going to refinance. People want to buy houses because we're not going to see interest rates again like this probably in our lifetime. So there's going to be a huge amount of liquidity out there, and I think there's going to be a huge amount of construction. And construction drives a major part of our economy. So with interest rates being as low as they are, in fact, what's happened, my son just tried to refinance. In fact, he just refinanced. And his mortgage broker told him just recently, with the rush of people that they've had trying to get mortgages, they've artificially raised interest rates to slow down the push for people at the window trying to borrow money. So if people are credit worthy, the loans will still be there, and that money will then once again circulate back in the economy once this thing blows over.
Great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call, Heather.
All right, Heather, thanks so much for the line. If you want Heather's line, 844-220-0965. You know, you guys being over there has made me dyslexic, apparently.
Yeah, we are a little dyslexic. Let me say something, if I can.
Absolutely.
We also have Chris Toadvine, who's taking calls off the air, and he can make a more in-depth conversation with you if you'd like to do that. You could reach him at our office number, 407-869-9800. Once again, 407-869-9800. If he's on the phone, please leave a message, and he promises to get back to you before 10:30. All right, perfect.
Yes, no, that's good. That's great information. I'm glad we're live here on the radio today. And if you want to call the show, it's 844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. We will continue to play it tomorrow.
Today.
And have some social distancing, as I am here in the studio and they are at the offices of the Certified Financial Group. Right now, let's take a very quick break and we will continue on with On the Money. Again, 844-220-0965. Hey, welcome back. This is On the Money with the Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO. We are here taking your phone calls with the Oracle of Orlando, Joe Burt, alongside Rodney Owenby, Certified Financial Planner Professionals at Certified Financial Group, as we are practicing our social distancing today, as they are over in the offices, in their own offices of the Certified Financial Group. They've connected in and continuing to take your calls at 844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. And Joe, I believe there's people in the office ready to take your phone call as well.
Yes, Chris Toadvine is here, ready to pick up the calls with you. Can you hear me okay, Kyle? I'm not sure.
I can hear you okay, yes, absolutely.
Okay, great. All right, great. Yeah, he's here, 407-869-9800, 407-869-9800. And if he's on the phone, please leave a message, and he promises to get back to you.
All right, let's get to Trina in Apopka before we get to the latest news, weather, and traffic. Good morning, Trina.
Hi, Trina, what's up?
Good morning. Hi, I'm calling because I'm a retired federal employee. I just retired last June, so my money's in the thrift savings plan.
Okay.
And most of it is in the market. I only have a small percentage in the what we call the safe fund. So, of course, I've lost quite a bit. So I'm wondering, since I'm not able to contribute anymore or any of that, should I be trying to dump it all into the safe fund or should I just ride it out?
Are you drawing from that account now, Trina?
No.
Okay. When do you expect to draw from it?
Not anytime soon. I don't need it at this
then
point.
I would leave it where it is, Trina. This is a prime case of why would you sell now when things are down, lock in your loss, put it in the safe fund, and watch the market recover in time to come and say, because I saw this in 2008 and 2009 when people did exactly that. They sold out, locked in their losses, and then they waited for the sun to shine. They never got around to doing because they always thought that they will, you know, and they missed all the gains that we had. So unless you need the money, as I said in my opening, do not sell your investments. Have enough. Just draw out of those accounts what you need to put food on your table, to pay your mortgage, keep a roof over your head, put gas in your car, and hunker down because things will improve.
Okay.
All right, Trina?
All right. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Hang in there.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All righty. Thank you so much, Trina. If you want Trina's line, it's 844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. We are coming up on the latest news, weather, and traffic with Daniel Vargas over in the News 96.5 newsroom. But until then, we've got 30 minutes to take your phone calls with the Certified Financial Group. The number to dial us up, 844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. We are planning tomorrow.
Today.
With the Certified Financial Group. Right here on News 96.5 WDBO. And welcome back. This is On the Money with the Certified Financial Group. Right here on News 96.5 WDBO. We are here in the WDBO studio. Well, I'm here in the WDBO studios, but today we've got Joe Burt and Rodney Owenby from their offices over there at 1111 Douglas Avenue as we are practicing our social distancing this morning here on the radio. But what we're still doing is what we've been doing for the past 40 years, and that's taking your phone calls at 844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. And for those of us that may have joined us during latest news, weather, and traffic, Joe, what can they call you about today?
Well, once again, Rodney and I are here to take the calls that might be on your mind regarding your personal finances, particularly in light of what's going on in the market. But this is the only financial call-in show that's hosted exclusively by Certified Financial Planner Professionals. We've been doing this for over 30 years, serving the Central Florida community. We're headquartered up in Altamont Springs, and we work with clients. We have an awful lot of clients who are WDBO listeners, And we encourage you to go to our website. That's financialgroup.com. Financialgroup.com. Learn how we work with our clients, do financial planning, investment management for a fee. And we'd be glad to work with you, try to get you through these times and clear up some of the fog that you might be dealing with based on what's going on in the current environment, economic environment. So we're here. Once again, those numbers to call are
844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. We also have the text machine up and running as well at 21232. That's 21232. We just asked to keep it about 160 characters because that's all we could see on the screen. Again, the number to text is 21232. And Rodney Owenby, I believe you had some thoughts you wanted to share.
I did, Kyle, just to piggyback on what Joe said with regard to Heather's question about is it time to get back into the market? I'm sure a lot of our listeners are really interested in the answer to that question because I got two emails last night asking that very same question. And just to add to what Joe said, the conventional wisdom is that if you're going to take a long-term perspective on this, the time to get into the market was yesterday. And given that you didn't do it yesterday, the time is today, or in this case, Monday. So, to Joe's point, if you take a measured approach to this and don't try to be a stock picker and invest in good, solid equity mutual funds, then that's definitely a good plan in this environment.
Yeah, I thought you made a good, interesting point. You don't want to do Delta right now or only the other companies that may be disrupted by this.
Right.
Yeah, very interesting. But I know if anybody wants to give a phone call and ask those questions, 844-220-0965, just like Ryan in Lakeland has done. Ryan, go ahead. You're on with the Certified Financial Group.
Morning, Ryan.
Hey, Ryan.
Morning.
What's up?
So I have a 401k plan that is from a previous employer. I haven't contributed to it in roughly 2 years, so she's just sitting there. I don't need it at this time. I'm not retired yet. And just wondering, number one, should I be concerned doing anything with it at this time? Yeah, that's my main concern.
Ryan, I think that this speaks to Joe's point earlier. This is not the time to be exiting the equities because they're down so much. And to the extent that you cash out, you're going to take those losses. And we're looking at, you know, over the next 6 to 8 months, potential for considerable amount of recovery, and you don't want to miss out on that by taking those losses.
Okay. That's what I thought. I heard a prior call, but just wanted to make sure it applied everywhere. So thank you for the information.
You're welcome.
Absolutely.
Hang in there, Ryan.
Hang in there, Ryan.
There's sunshine going to appear here in the not-too-distant future.
Yep.
All righty, Ryan. Thanks so much for the phone call. If you want Ryan's line, it's 844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. You know, if we wanted to take this age group by age group, if somebody's between the age of, say, 40 and 50, 50 and 60, 60 and 70, what are the actions they should be taking right now if they have the means to add into the market? But if they don't, you know, should we be saving up for six, if you're looking into saving up for that 6 months of emergency fund, and that emergency is now, and they're using that cash, what are some of the things they could do to still stay into the market?
Well, let me be sure I understand your question. What
okay.
You're saying is if they have cash now,
if they have cash, if they have cash now and they've saved up for that emergency fund and they've got that 6 months.
The emergency fund is taken care of.
This is
yes.
Over and above the emergency
fund. Over and above.
Right.
Well, this is as Rodney just said a few minutes ago, this the time to invest was yesterday, and if you can't do it yesterday, do it today, and in our case, do it on Monday. But what you want to do is understand that investing is not speculating. Investing is for the rest
right.
of your life. And even if when you're retired, you know, our clients, 65, 70, 75 years old, we're planning on 15 years beyond. So it's not, you know, it's not a 6 month horizon. What you want to do is be sure you have enough liquidity, as I've said about four times this morning, to put food on the table, to keep the roof over your head, and put gas in your car. And, you know, ride this storm out, and in fact, you're going to be okay. So there are opportunities there. The best thing to do is to sit down with a certified financial planner who will do a financial plan for you for a fee, not going to do it for free, because people out there that do it for free have an ulterior motive, I can tell you that. But work with somebody that will do a financial plan for you for a fee that will show you what you need to do now so you don't look back 3 years from now and say, gee, I wish I would have known. And that's what we've done for 40 years at the Certified Financial Group, and we stand prepared to help you with that. Go to our website. That's financialgroup.com.
financialgroup.com, or you can call Chris Todron right now at our office at 407-869-9800, 407-869-9800. Chris is a certified financial planner, and he's one of the few in our firm that has a master's degree in financial planning, so you're getting top-notch advice right there. So give him a call.
And Kyle, you make a really good point there. This is why we talk about having 6 months cash in reserve. This is the very reason for that, what we're experiencing right now.
Yeah, so you should always have an emergency fund. That's the first thing you got to save first. And then if you have anything after that, that's when you do it. You don't be just taking it and adding more to your 401k right now if you don't have an emergency fund, because you never know when it's going to come back. All right, let's go to Lori. Oh, we lost Lori. We had Lori. Well, okay. We'll get some.
Let me add to your 401k comment if I can.
Go ahead, absolutely.
This is the great time to be continuing doing what you're doing in your 401k, right? Right, Rodney?
Exactly. This is when you build wealth. This is when you maximize your wealth.
So you're dollar cost averaging every paycheck you're putting in, and if you've been putting in over the last month, you've bought a whole bunch of shares cheap. So when the market does turn around, you're in a far better position than if you stopped or went all the cash. So those people are adding to their portfolio on a regular basis on a downward market. I can show you graphically, if you ever come to my office, how much better off you'll be than if you would have stopped or went to cash. But once again, we let emotions take over, and we make the wrong decisions at the wrong time. So that's my story on 401k. I guess Kyle's
right
on the phone. And we
no,
can't
I was. I was. I was just okay. Finishing up with Rick, because
right,
Rick is ready to go. Here we go.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Rick.
Hello there, sir.
What's up?
I'd like to know about, I have some money in an annuity that I want to pull out and put into something else so it's available. I want to add to my stock purchases within, the next few months as we see what turns around. But the only problem is I don't want to show it as income because my wife is on Obamacare. So I don't want to, that would totally mess up her insurance, so what we have to pay.
So what you're after is some way to withdraw from the annuity and not show it as income.
Correct. And if I could roll it into something else where I would have it to be able to buy
First of all, is the annuity an IRA? Is it a retirement account?
No, it is not.
Okay, so it's what we call non-qualified money. So whatever you take out of the annuity, you're going to have to pay taxes on the gain, not on the whole amount. You know that, right?
10%, yes, sir.
No, not 10%. No, no, no.
Nope.
It's a penalty if you cash it out early and spend the money. You'll have a penalty. But when you do cash it out, you only pay taxes on the profit that you've made in the annuity.
Correct.
Not on what you put in. What you put in is not taxable to you.
And those
correct.
That'll be
just
taxed
the interest. Rate.
That's correct.
Just the gain that you've earned on that, Rick, will be taxed at your ordinary income rate.
So that has to be shown.
Yes. Now, the only alternative is, I presume it's a fixed annuity that you're in, which pays a fixed interest rate?
Yes, 3%.
Okay. So what you want to do is you want to get into the market when things are down?
Yes.
Okay. Your annuity company may have what's called a variable annuity option for you, which means you would do a 1035 exchange, and it's not taxable. It stays within an annuity wrapper, and that would allow you to invest in mutual funds and not have to recognize any taxable income. That's the only way to do it without recognizing any taxable income.
Okay. All right. If I decide not to do that and go ahead and withdraw it and pay the percent that I have to, what would I want to put that in to for a short period of time to add to the stocks we already own?
Well, the only place to put that in a short period of time, knowing that you're going to need it and take it out, is to put it in a money market account.
Put it in money market.
You're not going to earn anything on it, but that you want to know that it's there. So if you want the stability and the guarantee that it's there, you have to accept the fact that you're not going to make any money on it.
Right. Well, actually, if we do it that way, then I'll probably go ahead and just add to the stocks that we've already owned.
That's the smart thing to do.
And Rick, just curious, what is the gain that you're talking about? How much is the gain in the annuity if you cash it out?
I'm out on the road, so I don't have that in front of me, sir.
Okay, just curious. But your concern is that you're going to lose the subsidy from Obamacare. because of the income that you're...
Yeah, from what I understood, I think I talked to our insurance thing, and it's going to cost an extra $100 a month, which they just have to bite the bullet and for the, this year, go ahead and do it.
Yeah, that sounds like a really manageable situation.
Okay, now the only other question I have is, they will not transfer it like directly to a checking or savings account. They sent me some paperwork to fill out, send it back, and they would send a check. Is that
right?
The only way they do it, and how can I guarantee once that check is cut that I get it?
I've never heard of that process. That is the typical process, and I've never heard of any, you know, any sort of issues with that process. And you should get the check pretty quickly. You can actually get them to contact you when they cut the check so that you'll be expecting it. And I would think you would get that within a couple days.
Do they not do wire, like, you know, money transfer or whatever? Is that not done anymore from, you know, where it's directly just deposited to whatever checking account I would give them?
If the checking account situation was already established with the insurance company, some insurance companies will do that. Others, if you're leaving them, they just want to send you the check and wash their hands.
Right.
Okay. So that is common practice that that's the only way they want to do it.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Very good. I appreciate the information. I
appreciate
the call.
Okay. Thank you very
much.
Okay, thank you.
All righty, Rick. Thanks so much for the phone call. If you want Rick's line, it's 844-220-0965. We're about 90 seconds away from three big things you need to know. Joe, I wanted to ask you a question. We had somebody text us in. What is going to go on with the workshops you guys are holding at Certified Financial Group?
We've actually pushed those out 3 months, Kyle, so we'll continue with the same schedule. It'll just start in July.
So same order, same schedule. It just will start in July sometime. And
actually, I take that back. We had pushed it to summer, so it'll start. That first workshop will be in June. So it'll be Gary's healthcare workshop, and then Gary's Will Your Savings Last a Lifetime workshop after that. And then I'll pick up with the financial planning workshop in August, and then September with the mutual fund workshop.
All right.
So we'll be hosting them at the DBO Studios right there on John Young Parkway. For more information, go to our website. That's financialgroup.com, financialgroup.com. Click on workshops and events, and you can make your reservation right there because those fill up awfully fast. And we look forward to seeing you there.
We've been planning tomorrow.
Today.
With the Certified Financial Group right there as they broadcast from their offices right there at 1111 Douglas Avenue in Altamont Springs. Right now we pause and get the three big things you need to know. And welcome back. This is the final segment of On the Money with the Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO's Ask the Experts Weekend. We're taking your phone calls at 844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. As I, Kyle Cassandra, here inside the WDBO studio, and Joe Burke, the Oracle of Orlando, and Rodney Owenby, Certified Financial Planner Professionals of the Certified Financial Group, are over in their offices at 1111 Douglas Avenue. So we are practicing our social distancing here on the radio today. And, of course, if you wanted to catch all the great information that was given out today, we'll have the videos up for you on the Certified Financial Group Facebook page and their YouTube channel later this afternoon. Kirk in Winter Springs has dialed us up, and we want to get him on before we get out of here. So, Kirk, go ahead. You're on with the Certified Financial Group.
Hi, Kirk. What's up?
Hey, Kirk. Hey, Joe. One of your clients partially, but doesn't pertain to that specifically. This is kind of complicated, so I'm trying to keep it as short as possible. I have I'm currently employed on a contract situation. I have moved some money into that specific 401k because I'm between 50, I'm approaching 59 and a half. But I'm not quite there yet. I won't reach 59 and a half till October. I've placed sufficient funds in that local 401k anticipating a retirement sometime this summer, depending on when this contract runs out that I'm on. I have half of that in cash, half of that in a 2020 fund. So it's a little bit less right now than I anticipated it being. And I'm kind of okay with that. However, we had a recent unexpected, well, it was expected, but we weren't going to have to do it till this year, but we had to get a roof replaced. So there's 15 grand more than I need. I have plenty of money in another 401k plan with another company. The last time I moved that money into this 401k plan, they had to take everything out proportionally. So I have money in 2020 funds in that previous 401k plan that I would like to take out just from that fund, but I also have money in that fund that's in, you know, S&P 500 index. So I'm comfortable in this environment taking something out of 2020 and taking a loss. But as I understand it, the other employer has to take things out proportionally across the board. Is there any way that you know of getting around that? I just want to take the 2020 money.
Let me tell you how to do it. Hopefully your plan has the flexibility to do it. You can sell out of everything in one day and then reposition it the next day. And once again, because it's in a 401k, there's no tax consequences. Now, you know, you may get whipsawed depending on how the market moves over a 24-hour time frame.
Right.
In some 401k plans, it happens in the same day. So that's what you want to do.
Yeah. All right. I don't know why I didn't think of that myself.
Well, that's why we're here.
But yeah. Okay. Excellent. That helps me a lot.
All right. You're quite welcome.
All right,
Kurt. Thanks so much. Oh, go ahead, Rodney.
No, that's a good point that Joe made. I really didn't have anything to add beyond that.
Oh, sorry, I thought that was you trying to speak up there. That was my apologies. Yeah.
No, but Rodney's got some sage advice here that Warren Buffett said not too long ago. Rodney, what did he say?
Well, and actually, this is from his annual letter to shareholders in 2008, and I found this last night. This is something that helped me a lot because, you know, I had some, we all had some pretty rough times in 2008, 2009. But this is a quote from Buffett regarding America. And he said, "Amid this bad news, however, never forget that our country has faced far worse travails in the past. In the 20th century alone, we dealt with two great wars, one of which we initially appeared to be losing, a dozen or so panics and recessions, virulent inflation that led to 21.5% prime rate in 1980, and the Great Depression of the 1930s, when unemployment ranged between 15 and 25% for many years. America has had no shortage of challenges. Though the path has not been smooth, our economic system has worked extraordinarily well over time. It has unleashed human potential as no other system has, and it will continue to do so. America's best days lie ahead."
There you go. And that's what we do as certified financial planners. We guide our clients through these times. We be sure they're taken care of, be sure they have enough liquidity in their portfolio. So as I've said 4 or 5 times this morning, you can put food on the table, put gas in the car, keep the roof over your head until the sun shines, and I'm sure that it will, and we will be there for you.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, we've got about 45 seconds left. Real quick, Joe, anybody in that wants to get in and ask a couple of more questions? You guys are already at the office. What's the number to reach
you? Yeah, we are. This is what you do. Call Chris Todvine right now, 407-869-9800, or 1-800-EXECUTED. This year, as if you're executing a legal document, 407-869-9800. And check us out on the web at financialgroup.com. We're a group of certified financial planners. We've been around for more than, had the same phone number for more than 40 years. We do financial planning, investment management for our clients for a fee. We work with you on a fiduciary basis. Anybody can call themselves a fiduciary, but we put it in writing for our clients. And we will see you next week.
Yes, and well, I'm assuming we're going to see. We'll see you on the radio, even if we're not in the same room. We have been planning tomorrow.
Today.
With the Certified Financial Group. Stay tuned for Florida Homes and Gardens right here on News 96.5 WDBO.
This is News 96.5
WDBO.
Orlando's news and talk. Live team coverage of breaking news, weather, and traffic
starts now.